lately, I've been spending a lot of time in Riverton City Park. With COVID-19 cases on the rise, it's safer to interview people outdoors. So I've been coming here on Wednesday mornings and asking everyone I run into the same question.
We're in City Park, we're right in the middle of Riverton. Are we on the reservation right now?
No, we are not.
I believe that we are.
Yeah, we should be.
You know, I don't know.
I don't really know.
17-year-old Darius Tillman has an opinion.
Yes. Well, we should be. A lot of people would say, no, we're not.
Tillman is Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho, and he's lived in Riverton his whole life. He says most of the white kids he's grown up with feel entitled to the land we're sitting on.
You know, I'm not a fan of it, but there is an attitude that this is theirs, which I find funny.
Funny, he says, because his ancestors have been here a whole lot longer. But Tillman doesn't blame his classmates. He says he never learned about the history of Riverton in school either. He's had to research it on his own.
One of the main things that I keep reading is that Riverton is land ceded from the Wind River Reservation, and that is such a strange way to put it.
Because according to Tillman, ceded implies that the tribes had a choice. Wes Martell, an Eastern Shoshone tribal elder, puts it a little more bluntly.
They say that all that land was disestablished, which is a bunch of crap.
In 1868, the federal government set aside 3 million acres here for the, quote, absolute and undisturbed use and occupation of Shoshone people. But by 1905, Congress had shrunk the reservation by about half. The U.S. Army had also placed another tribe there, the Northern Arapaho. There wasn't enough food to go around, so when the feds offered to facilitate the sale of some parcels on the reservation to white settlers, tribal leaders took the deal. Martell says they did so under duress.
You know, that's another dastardly deed in the history of the Wind River Reservation. You know, starve people so they have to submit.
But more importantly, Martell says that 1905 land sales agreement didn't diminish the Wind River Reservation. It just allowed for white settlement within the existing boundaries. As proof, he cites the fact that the federal government itself never paid for the land. It just agreed to facilitate sales. In 2016, the tribes made the same argument in federal court and lost. They appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which declined to hear the case. Fremont County Attorney Patrick LeBrun says that should have put this issue to bed. He points to the act of Congress that formalized the 1905 agreement.
The language used clearly indicated diminishment. In other words, the reservation was gone. They just weren't going to get paid for it immediately.
Riverton Mayor Richard Gard agrees. He doesn't think this is worth dredging up, and he's not shy about telling me so.
The opinion of the populace really doesn't matter, does it? And so to continue to pick at this, this has been decided on more than one occasion by the courts.
But since the Wind River ruling, Westerner Neil Gorsuch joined the Supreme Court. He has a deep knowledge of federal Indian law. It was Gorsuch who wrote the majority opinion last month in McGirt versus Oklahoma, stating that it takes a clear act of Congress to diminish the boundaries of a reservation. Angelique Eaglewoman says that in the Wind River case, the congressional language was not clear.
Reading in inferences to the 1905 Act is the only way the majority got to their decision. And to me, that is unjust and error and should be corrected.
Eaglewoman is a professor of Indian law at the Mitchell Hamlin School of Law. She says the Oklahoma ruling sets an important precedent. When there's ambiguity in these sorts of cases, courts have to err in favor of the tribes.
This decision is a wake-up call to state governments and local municipalities that treaties are going to be taken seriously, as they always should have been, by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right now, Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribal leaders have their hands full fighting the novel coronavirus. Still, they're taking a hard look at the McGirt versus Oklahoma decision. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.